were fetching water bit by bit. You mean you did not notice? That's a matter of fact. Nigeria done the good. Did I hear your name?
Yeah.
It done the good. I mean, it goes so good, people go surprised. I've been warning you about Euro. I've been warning you. You see what thing they happen to Euro now? You know Euro? Euro, they $1 trillion in bailout for the whole of Europe. I said to you all along. $1 trillion bailout. Now try. They said the Greeks, that's Greece. They said if Greece drops Euro, what's their, they had their own currency. What was it before? There's one biblical word for it. Huh? Is that what? No, that's not what. That, no. There was all the words they using in Greece before they converted the Euro. Is it the drachma now? It's one word that is found in the New Testament. No, it's not denarii. It's not denarii. I think it's the drachma or something. There's one word that the currency were using before. So if they dare convert back to it, the value will dive like this. It will lose all confidence. I just see confusion for Greece. They won't borrow money. He said, I said, man, now wow, Africa don't survive all money. They are lending Greece $350 billion. All the years they will borrow before they cancel the debt. We're owing $36 billion. One time they want to lend a country another $250 or $350 billion. I say, yeah. This Iceland where volcano they erupt now. No, before it was financial volcano that just wiped out all the banks. God, they blew. All flesh is grass. And the goodness thereof, they're like what? The flowers of the field. And the grass withers. When God just, that's it. Volcano just erupts. Airline can't fly again. So, let's turn it around again. Upside down. You will wake up one day. You just notice that. They haven't taken light in this my house for the last 6 weeks. So. After 3 months, they took it live out. That was like 4 weeks ago. They took it for like 5 minutes. Yeah, okay. I just been paying my card meter. I just gonna recharge my card meter. After 6 months, you just see your generator don't begin grow. A cobweb will don't grow around your Amen. Generator, you know? Cobweb.
Amen.
Cobweb, I'm telling you. After a while, when you change oil twice in your jet, you know, nobody will keep oil inside the generator for a long time or car, anything. You will change whether you use it or not. So after maybe about 6 months, you come on the oil, you change it. After you change the second time, you offer the generator for sale. There's nobody there who won't buy. I'd be like missionary for your face. Is it by gen as a widget? They just see that every shop in town they sell gen. You go reach there, now fridge and freezer, they go cook for front. They don't come out all the generators. Now only fridge and freezer go remain. Air conditioners go come full ground. I mean, no, why should they sell gen? That's why you now look back and say, wait, oh boy, are we not having uninterrupted power supply? And the president said, not yet. That actually, right now we have achieved 15,000 megawatts. Our target is 25,000 megawatts by the end of next year. You now remember that. Oh, those days. Listen, it will happen.
Amen. Reverend Monkey has said it, and also, by health, they have described the special purpose that God has for this nation, Nigeria. So let's give God thanks for that. We say, Lord, we know we are not average. It's not a lie when they call us the giant of Africa. There is a reason why we are so called. Say, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you because there is a purpose you are working in us. Let's thank God again for this current day situation of the economy and especially the political system. We have a new president. Let's say, Father, we thank you for good luck, Ebele Jonathan, our current president in this country. We thank you, Lord, for him because you have brought him for such a time as this. It's deliberate. God knew that he had to take over. That was why God arranged for him to become. When God spoke, he said, this was the reason why I raised Pharaoh up. That's what it means to raise somebody up, that is to bring the person from nothingness and bring him to the position of prominence where he can do the will of God. So thank God for him. God raised Saul up, God raised David up, and in the same manner, God has raised this man up. So let's say, Father, we thank you. We because we recommend that it's not an engineering of gravity, it's not the engineering of South-South, it's not the engineering of passenger, it's not the engineering work of anybody, but it's the will of God that brought him to this point. We know that there is a purpose for which God calls him, a purpose that the former president did not fulfill. Therefore, God brought him to come and fulfill it. Say, Lord, we thank you because you are in charge.
We give you praise.
This is very important to give God thanks because we are declaring that he's the most high and we are declaring that he's in charge of this nation. That this nation is not an accident. Now, can we begin to do something? Now, you know, last time when we began to pray for our president, all right, well, I explained something then that there is a reason, like I was just saying to us, that why God brought him to this particular point. Therefore, let us begin to pray. Say, Lord, that purpose, you know, we are not going to stop praying. Say, we have prayed once last week. No, we say it again, that Lord, the purpose for which you brought him, Lord, help him to fulfill it in the name of Jesus Christ. See, God always brings people for a purpose. When God brought when he dethroned Belshazzar, all right, and replaced him with the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians, and Darius took over, it was so that Cyrus may be king and may make the oppressed of God go free. It was because of the liberation of Israel that God made Cyrus king. We believe, you know, we've been praying for certain things. All right. For example, I believe, you know, I'll say something to somebody today. This is just, by the way, this is not Bible. This is just politics. All right. They said that, oh, they zoned this and zoned that. I said, who zoned what? Who are the people? We all agree that we'll zone it this way. No. Because certain people who believe that they can always control who's in power decided to zone it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, that's the thing. So certain people who thought they could only control those who are in power decided to zone it. So I said, if Nigeria becomes a case of indeed one man and one vote, you will discover that the reign of PDP has ended. Now, I'm not speaking against PDP. All right? Today, don't bother. All right? That's what I'm speaking against. I'm just going to say that among the things we are praying to God for is that there will be electoral reform. Do you understand my point? Among the things we have asked God for is so that there will be power, constant power supply. Among the things that we have prayed for, we saw from the book of Isaiah chapter 59, God saw injustice and it displeased him. It's very important. God saw injustice and he was displeased. So we know that injustice displeases God. Therefore, for him to bring this man at this point, we also believe that God wants him to establish justice in the land. Not that somebody will just kill a political opponent and nothing happens. Those things work against the country. I hope you know. Any land where blood is being shed and nobody is being punished is a land that is in trouble. And except you pray, all right, and God begins to cut off tools of iniquity, that land will not prosper. That's a matter of fact. That's what blood does to land, all right? So that's what we believe, that these are the reasons why God brought him. So let us pray for him. Say, Lord, the wisdom to execute these purposes and many more that we don't even understand, give to him in the name of Jesus. It's a very simple prayer. Pray whichever way you want to. If all you can do is just to repeat it. Say, Lord, for the president, good Lord Jonathan, I pray that the wisdom to execute these things that you have called him to do, give him that wisdom in the name of Jesus. Help him to recognize you are the one that makes kings, not PDP. You are the one that makes kings, not powerful men. You are the one, God, you are the one that rules in the affairs of men, and you set upon the nations, the kingdoms of men, whosoever you wish. Say, Lord, let him understand that. And for that reason, Lord, give him boldness. Give him courage. Give him strength. Surround him with men that will give him wisdom. God gave Ahithophel to David. And as long as Ahithophel served the purpose of David, his wisdom was pure. Say, Lord, men with wisdom that will help you serve your purpose. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you will give to him the wisdom to do the reason why you called him, that wisdom. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you will give to him, strengthen him, protect him, in the name of Jesus Christ, protect him. Sorry, I interrupted you. I want to add this one to it, and then we'll continue you can still continue that other prayer. Add this one to it. Today, I was in my office. Let me not mention any name, but somebody mentioned the name of, maybe it's popular knowledge now, I don't know, but I didn't know it until then, of one particular civil rights activist, a lawyer, that's going to be the next INEC chairman, all right? Somebody mentioned the name, and let me just mention it, but I'm not sure whether it's everywhere. I don't know whether it's very true. But this point I want to make, they say, if that man gets into position, all right, that then Nigerians will really hear, they really be able to vote one by one because of his antecedent. But there's a principle here. Do you know? We don't have to deceive ourselves. Most people who are in the current House of Reps and Senate don't want one man, one vote. Because if it was like that, they wouldn't be in power. So, what I'm going to say, as you are praying your prayer, there are those who are praying the opposite. And who are working against the opposite good. Now, spiritualism is what they all practice. They will go, look, they don't only spend money, and the expenditure of money is part of the practice of spiritualism. Everybody is practicing that. And that's what the prophets of Baal were doing. Do you follow my point? And keeping Israel in bondage. But one day, one man that understood spirituality. What is spirituality? The thing that marks out spirituality as opposed to spiritualism is two things. Actually, it's one thing, but two things. All right? One, the will of God, and two, the power of prayer is one thing because you pray according to his will. Do you understand? What happens is that you can have 400 prophets of Baal practicing spiritualism, cutting them. Those things were real power, that were spiritual machination, cutting themselves, spilling their blood, sacrificing animals, and shouting and calling. But one person who understands the power of the Most High God will bring all their machinations to naught. His presence, the spirit of Baal, disappeared. He said, shout some more. Maybe you guys are asleep. Why? Because one person appeared. What am I going to explain? You can have plenty of people that have billions of naira saying that it mustn't work like this. Alright? But you don't have 20 naira. Are you getting what I'm saying? But because you understand the will of God and the power of prayer, a simple word you utter in prayer will make the power of his money lose effect. Are you getting the point I'm making? So that's what Christianity is. We are not wishing, we are fighting. Are you getting my point? It's not that we are wishing that good will come. No, we are saying that if we don't do what we are doing now, the good will not come. No matter how much a president wills to do good, there are so many people who are fighting against that good because disorder is where they prosper from. That's why we are needed. That's your amen. That's why you are the salt of the earth. Therefore, we are going to declare, because we understand the will of God, that God hates injustice. That's the will of God. Therefore, we turn to God. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God for the pulling down of what?
Strongholds.
So every group of people, now, we are praying now, alright? Now, we are going to pray. Every group of people that have gathered themselves as strongholds against the progress of the nation, because God hates injustice, we declare that they are scattered in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, we are praying. So say, Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone who will stand against electoral reform, power generation in Nigeria, law and order, Lord, we cause them to be scattered in the name of Jesus. Like the prophets of Baal, let all their oracles go silent. Let all the powers of their gods disappear. Let them become weak where they used to be powerful. Let them find themselves in prison and they cannot come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them declare, because you see, wherever they are meeting from, this is. One of the things that people use, alright, is power of agreement. That's part of spirituality. Spiritualism. Do you understand my point? Don't ever forget, spiritualism is when you operate spiritual laws to get results for it. That is common. Even in Christianity, it's part of Christianity. Except that our own spiritualism is mighty through God. We don't use plenty talk to get results. We use our talk to connect with God. Are you getting my point? In spiritualism, you wake up, you continue to declare it. You understand? That's why every morning the Muslim must shout, Allah is greatest, Allah is great. He keeps shouting it. Do you follow my point? It's part of it. But Jesus used to pray quietly. In fact, the time he said, Father, I thank you because you have heard me, he said, I'm only saying it loud so that the people around me know. But because it's connecting with the power of God, it whispers and it gets results. Do you follow my point? It whispers and it gets results. Alright? So I want us to understand that as we are walking, what we are doing, we are fighting. Do you follow? What are we doing? We are fighting. We are lending our voices to what God wants to do in this nation. That's what we are doing. We are lending our voices. So when people are practicing, what I was going to explain something. Spirituality, one of the things they do is they agree. Part of it is agreement. Part of it is what?
Agreement.
Once God looked, He said, all these men, they have agreed. And there is nothing that they are doing that will not be possible, seeing that they are in agreement. So therefore, let us go and scatter them. God said, when I want to punish the Egyptian, I turn the heart of the Egyptian against the brother. See, that's how it works. So let's pray a simple prayer. When they have agreed, God caused disorder. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a very simple prayer. To everyone that's standing against our progress in this nation, establishment of justice, establishment of electoral reforms, establishment of constant power supply, whenever they have agreed, Lord, cause disorder in the name of Jesus. Very simple prayer. You can say it in any language you want. You can just repeat what I have said.
Agree.
Lord, what we are doing, we are praying for the peace and the prosperity of this our land. We are praying for the peace and the prosperity of this nation. We declare in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, one thing we do, let's just begin to give the Lord thanks, because indeed, now don't forget what I said several times before. This is, we didn't come here to pray, we came here to start to pray. You know, I've said it several times. That is, when you're alone at home, alright? When you're watching TV, just begin to declare these things.
Do you get my point?
That's just how you do it. When you're watching TV, when events are happening, alright? We just begin to, we continue to declare, and because we are connecting with the power of God, we are not struggling physically. And like I said, the Baal prophets can be plenty. People who are against our freedom and progress in the nation can be plenty and rich. But as a matter of fact, it is Elijah, we the people of God, who are connected with the power of God that will prevail. That will prevail. That's a matter of fact. Let's hear an amen.
Amen.
Alright, for that reason, before we begin to give them, let's all begin to declare concerning our nation, alright? Then let me just lead us, say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
We take authority in this country.
We take authority in this country.
As a people of God.
As a people of God.
And we declare the will of God.
And we declare the will of God.
We say it will be done in Nigeria in the name of Jesus.
It will be done in Nigeria in the name of Jesus.
The gospel of Jesus Christ.
The gospel of Jesus Christ.
We prosper in Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ.
We prosper in Nigeria in the name of Jesus.
We prosper in Nigeria in the name of Jesus.
We prosper in Nigeria in the name of Jesus.
Here we will export to the whole world in Jesus' name. From here we will export it to the whole world in the name of Jesus.
From here we will export it to the whole world.
We declare that Jesus is Lord.
That Jesus is Lord.
We declare
that God,
the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
is the Most High God.
Is the Most High God.
Is the Most High God.
Is the Most High. He said, God is the Most High.
God is the Most High.
Jehovah is the Most High.
Jehovah is the Most High.
Our God is the Most High.
Our God is the Most High.
Over Nigeria, we declare it.
Over Nigeria, we declare
that our God is the Most High God.
That our God is the Most High God.
That our God is the Most High God.
We declare that our God is the Most High God.
And we declare that our God is the Most High.
No other God is 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 Most High.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
The will of our God will be done.
The will of our Lord will be done.
Prosperity is our portion.
Prosperity is our portion.
Because that is the will of God.
Because that is the will of God.
Therefore we declare.
Therefore we declare
that uninterrupted power supply.
That uninterrupted power supply
is our portion.
Is our portion.
In the name of Jesus
Christ.
We declare.
We declare
that good roads.
That good roads
is our portion.
Is our portion.
In the name of Jesus
in
Christ.
The name of Jesus.
We declare.
We declare
that security.
That security
is our portion.
Is our portion.
In the name of Jesus
in
Christ.
The name of Jesus.
We declare.
We declare
that good health care.
That good health care
is our portion.
Is our portion.
In the name of Jesus
in
Christ.
The name of Jesus.
We declare.
We declare
that protection.
That protection
for our industry.
For our industry
is our portion.
Is our portion.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Because our God is the Most High God.
Because our God is the Most High God.
And since our God hates injustice.
And since our God hates injustice.
Therefore we declare.
Therefore we declare
that justice.
That justice
is our portion.
Is our portion.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
That access to justice.
That access to justice
is our portion.
Is our portion.
In the name of Jesus Christ. We speak against oppression.
We speak against oppression.
Of one man against his neighbor.
Of one man against his neighbor.
In the name of Jesus Christ. We speak against oppression. We smile against the citizens.
In this country, in the name of Jesus Christ, we say every worker of iniquity will be recompensed for his evil works. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that this land is a good land.
We declare
that this land is green. We declare that this land is prosperous. Now we begin to say, I will prosper in this land.
I will prosper in this nation.
I will not fail in this country. I have blessed you, O Nigeria.
Therefore,
you will yield increase for me.
In
the name of Jesus Christ.
I am a blessed man.
I am a blessed woman. I am a blessed man or blessed woman. In the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, the land will yield increase for me.
I am not cursed.
The curse of Adam is not upon me.
The curse of ancestors,
they are not upon me.
The blessing of Abraham is my portion.
Jesus was made poor.
So that I, through his poverty, may become rich.
Therefore, I prophesy to you, O nation Nigeria. When I put forth my hand to work, I will reap the reward for my labor.
Because I'm a blessed person.
In the name of Jesus Christ. This land will not swallow me, but it will yield increase for me. To explain that, you know, when the children of Israel were going to the land, they said the land that eats of the inhabitants. You know, that's what they said. But God said, no, that's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be for them a land that flows with what?
Milk and honey.
Many people have been swallowed by land. I'm telling you. One bank failure, all the 25 years work they did, it goes down. That's land swallowing somebody. Are you getting my point?
Yes.
A man worked for trying to build up his career after laboring either in a company or civil service for 15, 18 years. Suddenly they rope him into one floor. EFC collecting from beneath, they dismiss him. That's a land swallowing somebody. You know, if he bought land or a house from Federal Mortgage Bank, they will take the land back and give him nothing. That's a land swallowing somebody. Do you get my point? But you will prophesy again over Nigeria that you can't swallow. I am a blessed person. Therefore, if I put forth my hand to work, I will reap the reward for my labor. If I sow one grain of corn, I will reap 100. Where I put in one. That is the plan of God for my life as a child of God. Say, Nigeria, I bless you in Jesus' name.
Therefore, I command you, yield increase for me.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I am blessed in the name of Jesus.
Therefore, this land is not a land that eats up its inhabitants for me. But it's a land that flows with milk and honey for me.
It can eat other people up.
It will not eat me up.
It will bless me.
It will bring forth good for me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's do something. Say, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus. Show your mercy upon this land. For all the blood has been shed upon it. Look to the cross of Christ.
Show mercy upon this land in the name of Jesus Christ.
I will prosper in this nation. I will bless people in this nation. I have been blessed. I have become a blessing. Let's say, I am not only looking for a job. I will create jobs for people. Say, hear you, O land.
People will arise.
And come to me for employment.
In the name of Jesus.
Where people are have departed from?
Where the people have departed
because
from?
Because of famine.
Because of famine.
I will sow in that land.
I will sow in that land.
And the same year, I will reap a hundredfold.
I will reap a hundredfold.
In the name of Jesus
in
Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Failure is not my portion.
Failure is not my portion.
Say it again. Failure is not my portion.
Failure is not my portion.
I feel like we should say that again. That where people ran away.
Where people ran away.
Because of famine.
Because of famine.
And they went into Egypt.
And they went into Egypt.
I will sow in that land.
I will sow in that land.
And this same land, in the same year.
And the same land.
Like Isaac.
Like Isaac.
I will reap a hundredfold.
I will reap a hundredfold.
And I will grow forward.
And I will grow forward.
And I will become stronger.
And I will become stronger.
I will become great.
I will become great.
Until I become very great.
Until I become very great.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
I will spread forth my leaves.
I will spread forth my leaves.
And many birds will come and nest.
And many birds will come and nest.
Many men will come and take shelter. Because of the Lord.
Because of the Lord.
And because of his glory.
And because of his
which
glory.
Which is seen upon me.
Which is seen upon me.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will not die.
I shall not die.
I will not die.
I will not die.
But I will live.
But I will live.
And I will see.
And I will see.
The blessing of God.
The blessing of
this nation.
In this nation.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
It should be in my hearing.
It should be in my hearing.
That people will say this in my hearing.
That people will say this in my hearing.
Is this the same Nigeria
from which we ran? Is this the same Nigeria from which we ran?
Is this the same land from where we departed?
Is this the same land from where we departed?
We see the goodness of God.
We see the goodness of God.
According to our prophecy.
According to our prophecy.
In the name of Jesus.
Hey.
Let's just sit around and do that. Say, Father, we give you thanks. Say, Father, we give you thanks.
Father, I give you.
Say, Lord, we give you.
Thank you, Father.
Say, Lord, we give you thanks.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Say, Lord, we give you
thanks. Thank you.
Say, Lord, we give you thanks.
Father, we give you praise.
Say, Lord, we give you
thanks. Father, we give you thanks. Be glorified, O Lord. Be lifted high, O Lord. You are God.
In the name of Jesus.
You are God that is thank you.
Hallelujah. Father, we give you thanks. Blessed be your most holy name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Tell our brethren, I prophesy upon the rest of this week for you that goodness and mercy will follow you everywhere you go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As you travel, you will be safe.
Amen.
As you return, the angels of the Lord will guide you.
Amen.
Evil will not befall you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.